In this bulletin, health officials say there will be enough booster vaccines to meet demand when children become eligible to receive the vaccine. Several European countries are set to impose further travel and social restrictions amid escalating cases of COVID-19. And in sport, Australian tennis players Ash Barty and Dylan Alcott have been crowned as joint Newcomb medal winners. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghad. Tasmania has banned the use of bouncy castles and inflatable amusement equipment in schools until further notice, as the community in Devonport mourns the death of five children killed when a gust of wind sent a jumping castle 10 meters into the air. Three children remain in critical condition. More than $1 million has been raised by the local community to support the grieving families. Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe says the close-knit community is in mourning.
To be honest, I think we're still in shock. We're still trying to get our heads around how we could possibly be losing these children. And as has been mentioned, we're a very connected community. Everyone knows somebody. I'm already seeing it, people wrapping their arms around each other and supporting each other, and I know that will continue.
Australia has reached another milestone in its vaccine rollout. 90% of people over the age of 16 are now fully vaccinated, placing the country in the top 10 most vaccinated in the OECD. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says three vaccine doses against the Omicron variant is roughly equal to the protection offered by two doses for Delta. But he also says that the advice has not changed for the booster shot timeframe. 5 months between doses is still the recommended gap. Meanwhile, health officials have stressed there will be more than enough COVID-19 vaccines to meet demand for boosters and for when children aged between 5 and 11 years of age are eligible to receive the vaccine in January. The head of the country's vaccine rollout, Lieutenant General John Frewen, says there would not be a difficulty with supply.
And I do want to assure everybody that there is absolutely no concerns with supply, and we are working with all of the GPs and pharmacists and the states and territories to ensure that there is the appropriate distribution to make sure that we can meet demand as people become eligible.
Back here, Santa Claus has received his COVID-19 booster jab in New South Wales, the state's health department announced on Friday. Mr. Claus, who was accompanied by three elves, received his booster jab at the vaccination center in Sydney's Olympic Park. In a tweet, New South Wales Health confirmed that Mr. Claus now has the best possible protection from COVID and is ready to deliver presents all over the world. If you've been saving up your annual leave due to COVID-19, you're not alone. New figures have revealed Australian workers have accrued a record amount of annual leave. The data from Roy Morgan showed 8.1 million Australians in paid employment have a combined 185 million days of annual leave owing to them as of September this year. It represents a more than 23% increase on a year ago. The data showed a sharp rise in accrued leave coincided with the arrival of the Delta variant and lockdowns in eastern states. Meanwhile, several European countries are set to impose further travel and social restrictions in an effort to prevent fast-rising cases of COVID-19. Cases are soaring across Europe and are threatening end-of-year festivities. The British government is to hold an emergency meeting as the country reports over 93,000 new cases fueled by the rapid spread of the Omicron variant. It comes as a major study warns that Omicron is five times more likely to reinfect people than Delta. The study from Imperial College in London warns the variant shows no signs of being milder than Delta. Australian tennis players Ash Barty and Dylan Alcott have been crowned as joint Newcomb medal winners. The Newcomb Medal is awarded annually to Australia's most outstanding elite tennis player and ambassador for the sport. It's Ash Barty's fourth consecutive medal and comes after she won her first Wimbledon women's singles title and finished the year ranked number one in the world. She paid tribute to her colleague Dylan Alcott, saying he had an exceptional year.
He's the only person to achieve a Golden Slam, and I think it's pretty cool to share that with him after what's been a really incredible year for us as well, and a really rewarding, tough year, but I certainly wouldn't change any of it.
And now today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 23. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 27. Melbourne, afternoon cool change and windy, 31. Hobart, hot and partly cloudy, 30. Canberra, partly cloudy, 32. Wollongong, similar conditions, 30. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 31. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 33. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 35 degrees.